This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, baby, it is a hump day, and it's going to be a good day. And you know why it's going to be so good? Because we're going to laugh while we talk about some of the darkest stuff out there right now. Because there are things happening, things that have just dropped today that are tremendous predictors for what's to come. You're getting a little taste of what's to come, and we're going to tell you where we're going. And I know you're going to believe. Is your neighbor, though? Is your friend, cousin, whatever? I'll get to that in a minute. What do we have? There's a huge story out of California. Now, maybe you're saying, well, who cares about California? Okay, just hold on to that for a second. There's a huge story out of New York City. Interesting what's happening with the credit card companies and the next front you haven't thought about yet in the culture war. We'll get to that. We'll get to living in a world of make-believe. People want me to tell the story of the dead fish I murdered. I'll get to that about an hour from now. I'll tell you the dead fish story. That's a long story. The Biden rhetoric. People want to know, why are they ramping things up? Remember, Joe Biden has this big primetime address tomorrow night. I haven't figured out exactly how we're going to handle that here on this show. I'll get to, look, just full disclosure. They want you in general. They want you to carry live things the president does. Well, this president's a lying piece of crap scumbag who's demonized half the country routinely. Am I supposed to give over my 3 hours on the radio and hand him the microphone so he can get behind the microphone and call me a threat to democracy?
The president thinks that there is an extremist threat to our democracy. The president has been clear as he can be on that particular piece when we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms. The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights.
They just called 60, 70, 80 million voters a threat to democracy. How much of my 3 hour show should I give to that guy to cover live? Obviously, I'll cut in and out. If you think I'm just going to turn off the microphone and let that vicious old piece of crap, dementia-ridden tyrant, sit here and spout that filth, you've got another thing coming, Jack. It ain't happening. Not a chance. So we have that tonight. Why are all these things happening? All that and so much more. But let's talk about something really quickly. It was something that happened yesterday. We talked about it on last night's show. But again, there was a consistent theme. There's a consistent theme going on now with the communists. I've talked to you before about Eric Swalwell threatening to nuke American citizens before. You remember Joe Biden. You remember this from last night we played.
Like most rights, the rights granted by the Second Amendment are not unlimited. They're not unlimited. Right now, you can't go out and...
Sorry. I'll start that over again. Before we get to the Biden threatening to drop an airstrike on you, I think probably the part we should have talked about more was the President of the United States of America standing up in front of a crowd and explaining the limits of your rights, telling you about all the rights you don't have, and a crowd full of communists. That was the best thing they'd ever heard. And listen to the applause when he describes, hey, your rights have limits, scumbags.
Like, quote, like most rights, the rights granted by the Second Amendment are not unlimited. They're not unlimited. Right now, you can't go out and buy an automatic weapon. You can't go out and buy a cannon. And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun.
You should know that Chris and Michael actually cut the applause for radio purposes because it was too long. That's how excited the crowd was to hear about the limits on your rights. Okay, so you know Joe Biden said that last night. But again, I want you to understand this has become a consistent theme, a consistent message from Democrats. Here's New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Quite interesting.
Everyone has this theory about the good guy with a gun in his hand and how that's going to prevent violence. And I'm here to just dispel that right now, once and for all. We've had our sensible gun safety laws and concealed carry laws that we've had on the books for over 100 years. With that law, we are the fifth lowest in the nation in terms of firearm-related deaths. Want some more proof? Let's look at the numbers of other states where people can...
Okay, she goes on. The good guy with the gun theory is dead. Look, again, this is a consistent theme. Your guns. Why do you have your guns? Why do you have your guns? You can't fight the government. Do you want us to send the government against you? Why do you have your guns? You can't save your life. You can't. Why do you have your guns? And this is where we have missed the mark for so long on the right. We constantly have given these communists the benefit of the doubt because you know what happens? And I know you've heard this. You probably heard this all day. When you get some Democrat up there like Kathy Hochul saying something like this.
Everyone has this theory about the good guy with a gun in his hand and how that's going to prevent violence. And I'm here to just dispel that right now.
What happened? What did you hear all day? You probably saw it on social media. That's not true, Kathy. Actually, I have an article here about all the times a good guy with a gun has actually saved someone. Here's a story right here from Sheboygan where the guy stepped in. And no, Kathy, that's a lie. No, why do we do this thing where we act like they don't know that's a lie? And so we bring up statistics and we bring up facts. And we act like that's somehow going to sway Kathy Hochul, that's somehow going to sway Joe Biden in their stance. They know, as dumb as Joe Biden is, he can still read. Well, maybe. I guarantee you Kathy Hochul can still read. She knows those statistics. She understands very well that guns save lives. She understands very well why there's never been a mass shooting at a gun show. She understands all of these things. She knows New York's horrible gun laws are getting people murdered. She knows. She doesn't care. Joe Biden knows. Joe Biden doesn't care. They don't need more of your statistics. We need people to speak plainly and honestly about why? Why? Why does Joe Biden want your guns? Why does Kathy Hochul want your guns? They want to hurt you. That's why they're threatening you with an F-15. That's why every single time a child dies in a school shooting, they can't stand on his innocent dead little body fast enough to try to grab your guns. It's not because they think the guns are the problem. It's because they want to hurt you. They want the freedom to hurt you. And we don't talk about that enough. Joe Biden and the communist scumbags around him, Kathy Hochul, same thing. Their worldview is you. You're not an individual. You're not a unique soul created by God. You are a servant to the state. And the second you cease becoming a useful servant to the state should be allowed to end you. That is their goal. That is how they view the world. And that's not hyperbole. That's not being over the top for radio. That's the entire history, 100 years plus of communism. You're a person who exists to serve the state. Serve the state. Serve it well. The second you cease to become useful, you get lined up on the side of a ditch and shot in the head. And the communists in this country are just as evil and vicious and murderous as they were in the Soviet Union. And the only reason this isn't happening already in this country is the fact we are swimming in guns and ammunition, and they know it, and they can't stand it. That's why. That's why they threaten to nuke you. That's why they threaten to send an F-15 against you. That's why they mock you, good guy, with the guns stuff. We don't need to show them more statistics telling them about gun laws here and gun laws there. Actually, guns save lives, guys. They know. They understand guns save lives. That's the problem. They're about destroying lives. Specifically, they're about destroying anyone's life who stands in the way of their communist religion. Remember something. You are dealing with religious zealots, not politicians, not Democrats. You're dealing with religious zealots. They believe what they believe all the way. They believe they are the good guys, and they believe you are a dirty heretic who is spiting their God. Now, what historically has happened to heretics? How's it usually go for heretics? If you think they don't want those same things for you, I would argue you are naive and you need to wake up real quickly. I'm not done. Hang on.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You want a little preview of the future? I'm going to give you a little story out of California, and I'm going to talk to our friend Daniel Turner about that 10 minutes from now. You want to know what's coming? And I mean right around the corner for you? You'll find out in about 10 minutes. Back to what I was discussing. Why? Why do they want your guns? They want your guns because they view you, they're being very honest about it now, to their credit, they view you as an enemy of the state.
You're on the side of a mob. The side of the police. You can't be pro-law enforcement and pro-insurrection. You can't be a party of law and order and call the people who attacked the police on January 6th patriots. You can't do it. What are we teaching our children? It's just that simple. And now it's sickening to see the new attacks on the FBI.
Biden will address the nation tomorrow night, prime time, and in that address, it will be the most vicious, divisive presidential address ever. And like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm wrestling with how to handle it. I want you to hear it. We're obviously going to play, carry some of it live. I'm not just going to hand the microphone over to that piece of trash to call 60, 70 million Americans enemies of the state. Wrap your mind around this. A lot of people voted for Donald Trump. So many people voted for Donald Trump in 2016, he became president of the United States of America. The current president, FBI, DOJ, IRS, and many others view each and every one of those people as a threat to the very existence of the country.
The president thinks that there is an extremist threat to our democracy. The president has been clear, as he can be, on that particular piece when we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms. The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights.
The MAGA Republicans are by a mile the biggest political constituency in the United States of America, and they think they're enemies of the state. That, in the end, that's why they want your guns. That's why they want your guns. Now, here's a headline you should be paying more attention to. All right, you know what? I'm going to read this email first because it's going to lead me right into this headline. Dear Jesse Oracle Kelly, I'm a 13-year-old in Alaska, and I firmly believe in teaching truth to today's youth. My school's curriculum states that America is a democracy. Just like that, it strikes me again that so many kids like me don't know that we live in a constitutional republic. It makes me want to tear my hair out. How can they lie like that? No consequences or anything. Keep up the show. Nothing like a show that can amuse and inform me at the same time. You and Chris, your imaginary friend, do a great job. He says, P.S. tell the story about Buttery the fish. I laugh my head off. I will tell that story. He says I can say his name. His name is Miriam. I'll tell that story about the fish in about 45 minutes from now. But why? How can they get away with it, he says. Okay, well, I'm going to read you this headline, and they're going to directly tie together. How can they get away with it? The headline is this. New York City pensions urge MasterCard and American Express to create merchant codes aimed at tracking gun sales. How can they get away with it? How can they get away with it? How can they get away with it? You ask yourself that question about everything. All the illegal things Joe Biden's done. All the illegal things happening at the FBI. You ask about the endless lies and corruption and filth and insider trading. And you say to yourself, and I say to myself, how can they get away with it? How can they get away with it? Well, okay, let me ask you something. Let's say me, Chris, Michael here at the studio, we hired somebody else. We hired somebody come in and make coffee and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't know what we'd hire someone else for. Chris, who knows? But we hire somebody. And me, Chris, and Michael, we decide it's simply going to be company policy in this studio, you know, not for all a premiere or whatever, but in this studio, everyone goes shirtless, baby. It skins all the time. Woohoo! Don't worry, it'd be a dude. Don't worry, we're not doing anything dirty over here. We all go skins here. Okay. What if that guy got mad about it? Who would he go to? If Michael's doing it, Chris is doing it, I'm doing it, there's nowhere to go. How can they get away with the endless corruption and lies? They've taken over all the institutions. How can they get away with using the power credit card companies have to track gun owners? And we all know where that's going, right? We all know that's heading towards gun registration, gun confiscation, so they can disarm you and hurt you. How could New York City do that? How could they get away with it? How could MasterCard get away with it? How could Amex get away with it? Well, let me ask you something. Who's going to stop them? You've heard me before talk about how we need, believe me, I'm staying on subject here. You've heard me talk about how we need a reckoning for all the COVID lockdown stuff, right? How the people need to be arrested, they need to be tried, they need to be thrown in prison, and they do. That's something that needs to happen. But one of the things I've been pressing my lawyer friends about is, okay, it's one thing to go on the radio and say it needs to happen. It's another thing to actually have it happen. Who's going to do it? Is the DOJ? You think the FBI right now, you think they're digging into Dr. Fauci and his corruption? Do you think any of that stuff is happening? The problem is when you hand them over the education of your children for this many decades, they have worked their way up and now they control all the institutions at the top, giving us virtually no recourse. This is why I've said state and local DAs have got to start getting more aggressive. That's why I've told you specifically to move, get out and get to a red area and make it redder. Join together with other red localities, with other red states. We must become one, and we must use the power of becoming one to form a fortress, to form a wall against the communist aggression. They're going to take everything because they own the internet servers. They own the credit card companies. This is way beyond a New York City story. This is the path forward. How many times have banks taken away people's banking accounts for being on the right? That's already happened in the country right now. Unless we form something brand new, we cannot win because they own every level now, except for state, some states, some local. We have to create a path forward. Now, you want a preview of the future? You're about to get one with Daniel Turner. Next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and there is a story out of California right now. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Woke up to this news. California power grid officials warn of blackouts and urge residents to conserve energy. I especially love this part. Set thermostats to 78 or higher. Avoid using large appliances and charging electric vehicles, and turn off unnecessary lights. And I thought it would be appropriate to bring on my friend Daniel Turner with Power of the Future, because I just have a couple basic questions, Daniel. I am confused. California is this huge state, and there's all these natural resources. My goodness, they're sitting on enough energy to power the United States of America several times over, I think. But was I wrong? Did they run out of energy? What happened, Daniel?
Yeah, it seems like they have run out of energy, because this goes back to that great quote by Milton Friedman, where he said, if you put government in charge of the Sahara Desert, they'd eventually run out of sand. California is incapable of keeping the power on, not because of a lack of fossil fuels, not because of a lack of natural gas or coal, but because of politics. And this is what happens when politicians put political science ahead of the big boy science of engineering and math and physics. So, you know, it breaks your heart. There's got to be some good old-fashioned, some good old-timer Californians. And, you know, Jesse, we're roughly the same age. Like, we remember our childhood, California girls. And, like, California was the land of dreams and blondes and beauty and bikinis and the Beach Boys and Reagan. And there's got to be some Californians who look at their state who are wondering, what the hell's happening? Like, how are we this third world? How are we Mogadishu right now? It's devastating to see what's happening.
Daniel, I wanted you to come on because I want you to discuss how widespread California policies have become. Because a lot of people see this, and okay, California, who cares? People do not understand. California policies are quickly becoming the policies of the United States of America and, frankly, all of Western society.
Absolutely. Many states have tethered their environmental regulations to California's, because if you are a weak governor and you don't really know how to put together a policy plan, you just look at the big boy state of California and you say, whatever they do, we're going to do. So my home state of Virginia and Governor Youngkin has pushed back on this. But the previous governor, the guy who dressed in the Klan outfit, Ralph Northam, he tied all of Virginia's energy regulatory rules to California's. So when California banned electric cars, Virginia banned electric cars. And we Virginians are like, well, what the hell do we have to do this for just because California did it? So yeah, what California does is usually first, for good or for ill, and many states, I believe 13 of them, have literally laws that say whatever California's regulatory rules are for environmental issues, those are now ours. And your if your state is one of them, get ready, because you're going to be facing blackouts soon.
Speaking with Daniel Turner, Power of the Future, it's funny you brought that up. I tell people all the time, there are two places you need to watch to know where virtually all of the country is going to go. You need to watch California, and you need to watch New York City. New York City, the place that is, do I have this right, banning natural gas hookups for buildings? Daniel, do I have this right?
Absolutely. New construction, banning natural gas. And you know, this is that notion that natural gas is evil, right? Natural gas is a fossil fuel, and we have to get rid of natural gas. But they don't like nuclear either, right? And crazy old me, Jesse, I'm still a proponent of coal. And I say, you know, I tell you this every time I'm on with you. There are things about you I absolutely love and that I think you are genuinely spearheading. And one of the things you are spearheading, which you do on social, is you say all the time, right, I am not playing by your rules. I'm not playing by your vocabulary, by how you define the terms, because you're a communist. Americans believe coal is dirty, sadly. Americans think coal is bad. Your average good old-fashioned American Republican is like, well, you know, we really should get off coal. Your great state of Texas has shut down around 5 major coal plants in the last couple years. Republicans, and we've talked about it on your show, when you had those devastating storms in February of 2021 and the electric grid faltered, if coal was working, we wouldn't have had 246 deaths in Texas. But it was Republicans in Texas who bought into this notion that coal is bad. But yeah, now they think natural gas is bad, because if you're a communist and you tell us all about the communists, it's not about the earth, it's not about the environment, it's not about CO2 or emissions, it is about control. And they started with coal, and then they went to oil, and now they're on natural gas and nuclear, and pretty soon they will only be happy when we live in the Stone Age and are dead and they have complete control, because that is the goal.
Daniel, you're knee-deep in this industry. I am not. I pay attention as much as I can. I talk to you when I want to be an expert on these things. What will it take for the normal American? Because that's what we need. We need the normal American to wake up. Everyone listening to the sound of my voice is awake. We need the normal American who's out here watching baseball right now. Oh, yeah, Yankees are on. We need him to wake up and understand that going green sounds nice, but it's going to destroy your way of life and probably kill you. What's it take to wake that guy up?
Well, I hoped in Texas that the 246 people who froze to death last year because their government failed them, their Republican government shut down functioning coal power plants. I hoped their deaths would have woken up a lot of Texans, but they didn't, sadly. And your governor is still going forward with wind is the future, right? We just need to look at Germany and realize that the city of Hamburg doesn't have hot water. I mean, that's the second largest city in Germany, right? Their factories are closing because they're paying, last year they paid $70 a megawatt hour. They're paying $1,000 a megawatt hour. You can't sustain that. And you know what, Jesse, you're a student of history and your great listeners are as well. What happens when you piss off an entire young generation of Germans and you shame them and you take away their jobs and you degrade them and you say you don't have hot water? The 20th century has taught us one thing. When you shame a generation of Germans into poverty and you humiliate them, it doesn't end well for the world. And Germany is being shamed into humiliation and poverty because they followed some 16-year-old Swedish girl who cried at the United Nations.
Chris better cancel any plans he has heading to Germany anytime soon. All right, Daniel, real quick, what are you having for dinner?
Oh, I got leftovers, unfortunately, Jared.
Leftover what?
I made a huge roast beef the other night, and now I'm just carving it little by little and putting it on a piece of Italian bread with some gravy, and that's what I'm having for dinner.
Why don't you melt some provolone on there? Roast beef and provolone, especially if you can find a smoked provolone. I know these fancy grocery stores you go to back there, Daniel. Get a smoked provolone melted on the roast beef. Total game changer.
That sounds like a plan, my friend. It's not as good as a Jesse burger, but I mean, it's not Christmas, right? I can't have those all the time.
Yeah, so, look, you can't get perfection all the time. Daniel Turner, Power of the Future. Thank you, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Jesse. Thank you.
Always look to two places to know what's coming for all. New York City and California. There, you know what the next step is, right? Right now, they're putting out calls to, hey, don't turn your thermostat down. But they know that won't work. People get hot. They're going to turn it down. You know what the next step is, don't you? I'll tell you the next step in just a second. Before we get to that, I just want to give Joe Biden one more quick shout out here.
Like, quote, like most rights, the rights granted by the Second Amendment are not unlimited. They're not unlimited. Right now, you can't go out and buy an automatic weapon. You can't go out and buy a cannon. And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun.
Go get yourself a Mantis X system right now and practice so you can hit what you aim at. Practice with your weapon. Train with your weapon. I don't know how ugly things are going to get. I hope they don't get ugly at all. That would be horrible. Practice with your weapon. You want to shoot like Green Berets shoot? Green Berets use Mantis X. You want to shoot like the Marines shoot? Paris Island, boot camp, go look. They're practicing with Mantis X. Military-grade technology. You practice in the comfort of your home without firing a shot, you will get good, really good. MantisX.com, MantisX.com.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and don't worry, I'm going to give you the fish murder story about 10 minutes from now. I haven't told this in forever. Apparently, people want to hear this thing again. Oh, you know, I didn't do anything wrong, okay? I didn't do anything wrong. I'll lay it all out for you honestly about 10 minutes from now. Remember, if you want to email the show, you can. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. So where's all this going, this climate change death cult stuff? It starts, of course, with California. Hey, don't turn the thermostat below 78. New York will be putting out a memo about that about 15 minutes from now, because that's the way it goes. And that's how it starts. And you just heard Daniel Turner describe, don't think it's just you, red states too, my area, Texas, it's coming for all of us. But here's the thing. People aren't going to do that. They're not going to do that. You're not going to sit in your home, unless you're my mother-in-law, with the house being 80 degrees. It's just simply not going to happen at all. There's no chance it's going to happen. You know, I ever told you that story, Chris, about I was just dating my wife, and her parents came into town, and we were in Tucson, Arizona, and it was something like 108 out that day. And we walked into the house. I'd taken them out to lunch or something like that. We walked into her house, and I'm standing there in the kitchen. All of a sudden, I'm just sweating. Just what in the world? Her mother had gone over to the thermostat and cranked the heat up. All right. Anyway. Where's this going? Right now, they're asking, right? Hey, don't plug in that electric vehicle. Hey, don't turn it below 78. Well, you're not going to do that. Okay. How new is your home or apartment? I want you to look at your thermostat. If it's even 2-3 years old, maybe 5 years old, I want you to look at your thermostat. Does your thermostat hook up to the internet? You understand that they're going to begin controlling your thermostat for you, right? And then, because even then you won't want to live in 80 degrees, you will find ways around it. So then they will simply begin monitoring the meter in your home. I don't know if you remember, because I think it was in headlines I didn't get to, but it was last night, 2 nights ago, something like that. I don't know. I'm a stupid person. I talked about how France just hired 3,000 new climate police. You know that New York's going to hire climate police, right? And first, now they're asking, but New York doesn't, their horrible policies will keep them from getting enough energy. So they're asking, you won't comply. Then they'll tell you won't comply, and you're not that far away from open up New York's climate police. We need you to come with us. You way exceeded your power supply last month. This is the third month in a row. I'm sorry, we're going to have to bring you up on charges. At first, don't worry, it'll just be a misdemeanor. Remember, all these things start slow. First, it'll be a misdemeanor. But then, hey, look, we're about law and order, right? The third time you turn your thermostat below 75, I'm sorry. That's a felony now. You got to go up to the big house for a while. Think I'm crazy? It's already happening in France. This is where we're going. And remember, this is now law. In fact, listen to this representative. Her name is Elaine Luria. She's pretty honest about it.
As you mentioned, the Inflation Reduction Act, that might be the name, but it's a huge environmental bill that includes a lot of things, such as the tax credits necessary to make these kind of developments.
Just came right on out and said it. Oh, speaking of which, one really does have to appreciate the, Chris, I'm going to use this word again, the Jewish word, the chutzpah. Is that better? What? Don't wave me off like I can't do it. What am I doing wrong? That's the word. Isn't it chutzpah? Is that good? Is that not? You know, I think I need to drop it, Chris. I clearly don't speak this language. Huevos, the huevos. Well, Chris, everyone doesn't habla like I habla.
Buenas tardes.
They don't know what buenas tardes means. They don't know. Why am I trying to speak Yiddish? I'm sorry. We're going to Israel together next year. I need to get boned up on the language, Chris. Gosh, idiot. Anyway, you do have to appreciate the chutzpah of New York City's immigration guy whining about the immigrants.
Quite interesting when we're told that we in New York City, the home of the Statue of Liberty, of Ellis Island, and so many of immigrants don't have this experience. But unfortunately, what we actually have here is a right-wing political extremist crisis. Unfortunately, Governor Abbott is fomenting anti-immigrant and anti-Latino hate, which impacts all of us, whether we arrived here today or decades ago, which is why we're responding this strongly to what Governor Abbott and others are doing. We've heard the prerogative illegal use to describe asylum seekers.
Hold on. Sorry. Prerogative? Now, I went to community college. All right. I went to community college, and you know, I'm not much of a wordsmith myself. I don't think prerogative is a word. Chris, Michael, could you guys look that up? I don't believe that's a word. Pejorative? Was that the word he was going for? Prerogative, whatever it is, it wasn't prerogative.
Which is just a lie. Asylum seekers go through a process. They have a background check.
Yeah, I'm already bored with that. All right, we're going to get to the story of the dead fish. We have, wowza, some news about who watches sports, who doesn't watch sports. That's not going to make us feel very good talking about that. That's going to hurt. Robots. Thinking about the communists like robots, I've talked about this before. I have another example for you. It really genuinely is amazing, the mindset of these people. Before we get to any of this stuff, let's do something real quick here. Because I just got scolded. It's fair. Dear RV Kelly, you talk all the time about putting our money where our morals are. In fact, I'm going to talk about it again here, so I'm feeling doubly bad. I noticed that you have an insatiable desire for white cheddar Cheez-Its, Cheese Whiz, and Doritos. One, I don't eat Cheese Whiz anymore. Two, white cheddar Cheez-Its, they are amazing, but I actually didn't buy those. Michael made the grocery run and bought those. Doritos, however, 100% guilty. 100%. Anyway, he goes on, and he's not wrong. All these companies donate to communist organizations like BLM and repeat their slogans. I love these brands, too. We have to move on, brother. I'm sure we can find better alternatives elsewhere. Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
He's so right. Ah, I'm going to have to give up Doritos. Cheez-Its I could get. That's not a problem. Doritos have been special to me my whole life. They suck. I need to give up Doritos. What, Chris? Get HEBs? Chris, you know what? We'll have this discussion in a second. HEB sucks too, pal. You walk in HEB. HEB is a big grocery store down here. You walk in HEB, June, nothing but pride bags all over the daggum. HEB sucks too. Oh, man, we're surrounded. You know what? You can at least get a cell phone that doesn't do it. You know you're not surrounded there. Do you still have Verizon, T-Mobile, or AT&T? Right now, Pure Talk's not only giving you a month free, you can pay your cell phone bill every single month and not fund people who hate you. Verizon hates you. T-Mobile hates you. AT&T hates you. And you pay them to destroy your culture. And I've done it too. I've done it too. I'm a hypocrite. I've done it too. I'm not doing it anymore with the cell phone. My whole family has switched to Pure Talk. It'll take you less than 10 minutes. Switch to Pure Talk. Dial #250 from your cell phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll get you an additional month free on top of the savings. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk. All right. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get back to recessions and communists. But it's time to tell the story about a murder. The murder of a fish. Wish I
didn't know now what I didn't know. You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.